Online Learning, 5 Strategies for Success by Nargis Yaqub. Learning online is a great way to learn without spending time and money on commuting and attending a class. It is also an excellent way to improve your skills if you are not able to leave your home on a regular basis for long periods of time. Online learning has many advantages, such as the convenience of being able to work on your own time, and the ability to work at your own pace. The best part is, it can be done from any location with an internet connection. It's possible for you to learn from anywhere in the world. With the rapid changes in technology and business needs, it is essential for you to continue learning so that you can stay up to date with current demands in the workplace. Online learning has been around for decades, but it has now become more accessible and affordable. With the right strategies, you can take advantage of this opportunity to obtain certifications or complete accredited programs to advance your career. I have completed most of my post-secondary education through online learning and graduated 3 times, while working full-time. In the beginning, it was overwhelming, confusing and extremely stressful because I did not know how to manage learning without being in a classroom with an instructor to guide me. The good news is, eventually I learned strategies that helped me manage myself and ace my courses. I will share these strategies so that you do not have to go through the confusion and stress that I experienced. 1. Pick the right course. First of all, find out what your goals are. What do you want to achieve? If you are struggling with deciding on what you want to study, check out my post on how to build your career plan in 4 easy steps. Once you have decided on a career path and identified the skills you need to advance in your career, you will find it easier to pick a course of study. Research accredited post-secondary institutions and narrow down your search to an institution that offers your desired course. Also consider how much time you are willing to devote to your course and how much money you are willing to spend on it. For example, if your goal is to work as a payroll specialist, you would start your research with the National Payroll Institute to obtain the Payroll Compliance Practitioner, PCP, designation. The key is to make sure you are taking a course that will lead you to achieve your career goals, as this will keep you motivated while studying. If your employer offers a tuition reimbursement program, get familiar with the policy and process. You may be able to get reimbursed for all or part of your course fees, especially if your course is related to your work. 2. Obtain the required books and materials. Just because you will not be attending a physical classroom does not mean that you will not need books and materials for your online course. After you have registered for your desired course, you will receive emails from your institution with details on how to log into the online platform and what you will need for the course. Make sure you obtain the required books and materials in advance of the course start date, so that you are prepared. Also, log into the online platform and report any technical difficulties to your instructor or program coordinator. Tip: most institutions have student resources where you can find used textbooks at a much lower cost than buying them brand new. 3. Create a study plan. After you have logged into your course, you may find the online platform intimidating and confusing if you have never used one before. Worry not, take a deep breath, and go through the different areas of the site one by one. The most important thing to note is communications from your instructor. This may be on the site itself or through email. Your instructor will post the course timeline, highlighting major deadlines such as assignment due dates, tests, and exam dates. Use this timeline to create your study plan by working backwards from the due dates. Determine how much time you will dedicate to studying each day, and factor in any distractions such as your work schedule and family commitments. For example, if an assignment is due 3 weeks after the start of the course, and you have a family wedding in the 3rd week, make sure you create your study plan in such a way that you submit your assignment in the 2nd week. Creating a plan will help you manage your time effectively so that you do not fall behind and get stressed. 4. Stick to your study plan. A study plan will only work if you stick to it. If you find yourself falling behind, review your schedule and dedicate a time to catch up with your tasks. Although you are not attending a physical class, it is crucial to devote a set amount of time each week for you to read, listen to lectures, complete assignments and participate in discussion forums. When studying on your own, it is very easy to get distracted with things like social media and household chores which can take away from your study time. The best way to minimize distractions is to intentionally have a mindset of dedicating your time to studying and focusing on being disciplined. For example, you can turn off social media notifications. You can also ask other people in your home to take care of the household chores while you are taking your course. It all comes down to how you plan your schedule from the time you make the decision to take an online course. 5. Implement your learning style. In order to be successful at online learning, you need to figure out how you grasp new concepts and retain the information you are studying. For example, if you are most focused in the morning, this would be the best time for you to study. If you are a night owl, then studying at night may work better for you. Also, figure out your modes of study. For example, do you enjoy reading and find it easy to remember what you read? Or is listening to lectures better for you? Do you like to have soft music playing in the background? Or do you prefer absolute quiet? If this is your first online course, it may take a while for you to figure out your learning style, so be patient with yourself and allow yourself to explore different methods. I found that when I was studying a course which entailed a lot of reading and remembering many different concepts, writing notes helped me retain the information better than any other method. On the other hand, when I was doing a mathematics course, it helped to do as many practice exercises as I could, even if I had to repeat some. Last but not least, participate in discussion forums and network with your classmate. Some courses may require you to do team assignments, which require effective communication with your teammates in a virtual environment. Make sure you actively contribute towards your team assignments so that the work is equally shared. Studying online may feel like you are isolated and on your own, but this is far from true. Now, more than ever, online learning is designed to empower and encourage students to collaborate with instructors and fellow classmates. Remember that others may be feeling the same way you do, so most likely they will appreciate the collaboration as much as you will. If you feel that you are falling behind, do not wait until the last minute to voice your concern. Connect with your instructor and classmate to ask for help. I have done this numerous times when I had trouble grasping some concepts and found that others were struggling with similar challenges. Last but not least, remember that practice makes perfect. Online learning may be challenging at first, but when you keep doing it and follow the strategies above, you can finish your courses with flying colors. Are you considering taking courses online? Perhaps you want to complete an unfinished diploma or degree program? If you have taken courses online, what strategies did you use to succeed? Share in the comments below so that we can all learn from each other.